Golden Valley Electric Association customers will see a slight decrease in their monthly bills next month, but it won't be the substantial cut GVEA had hoped to give ratepayers because the co-op has run into more problems with its coal-fired Healy 2 power plant. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says the co-op had hoped Healy 2 would be by now producing low-cost electricity generated by the cheapest fuel, coal. But he says a small explosion forced GVEA to shut down the plant earlier this month, and that means the average residential customer will see their next monthly bill go down by only about 65 cents.
The fact that we won't be able to be running this lower-cost coal energy from Healy 2 is going to impact our cost of power.
Borgeson says repairing damage caused by the November 2nd explosion will again delay startup of the coal-fired plant near Healy, this time by up to 4 months. He says the explosion caused about $1 million in damage to the system that feeds pulverized coal into a combustion chamber. A team of experts brought in by GVEA determined that's where the blast occurred.
There was a buildup of this coal dust in the area of the coal handling system, and during a process of where we were shutting down the plant, it became oxygen rich, and the small puff or explosion inside the coal handling tubes occurred.
No one was injured in the explosion, which Borgeson says caused about $1 million in damage to the fuel feeder system. He did not have an estimate on the cost of repairing another part of the power plant that also was damaged in the blast. He expects insurance will pay for most of the damage, which he says was not as extensive as that caused by a much bigger explosion at the plant in March. But he regrets the incidents will further delay Healy 2 from providing the low-cost electricity that GVEA officials had anticipated.
Healy Unit 2, when it is running and it is going, will lower our cost of power for our members.
This year's explosions were the latest in a series of mishaps that have kept Golden Valley from bringing Healy 2 online for nearly 4 years now. GVEA has invested more than $175 million to buy and upgrade the plant since the purchase was finalized in 2013. The 50-megawatt plant was built by state and federal agencies at a cost of more than $300 million to demonstrate technology that advocates said would use low-grade coal to generate electricity with less pollution. But it was never able to consistently do that and plagued with problems, so the agencies mothballed it in 2000. Borgeson says the unusual design of the plant makes it hard for GVEA to solve many of its problems.
The restart of Healy Unit 2 is become a much more difficult, perplexing effort than we had anticipated or hoped for.
GVEA management and board of directors talked about the blast on Monday in a closed-to-the-public executive session during the board's monthly meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.